Hi everyone, this is Susie Moliso from RAM Radio, reporting from the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, located in beautiful downtown Fort Smith, Arkansas, where we bring you the best in fine art exhibitions, art education programs, and exciting events. Mr. Wayne Haver is the curator of the Fort Smith Regional Air Museum, and today we'd love to talk about his love of flying. When did you learn to fly?
Well, I actually learned to fly when I was 16. I was a junior in high school when I actually soloed the last week of my junior year. But my love of flying began really at an early age. Dad made big flying models for control line. And my uncle was in the Air Force and flew P-38s. And I think those two things got my love of flying started. And then I was 16, I saved my money and learned to fly. It cost me $8 an hour.
Tell us about your connection with the Fort Smith Airport.
Well, I was actually the principal of Southside High School, and Mayor Ray Baker was one of my teachers and had been there for 40 years at the time. And he approached me one day about being on the airport commission. And I think it was because I had the air museum there in the airport, and he thought I might like to be on the commission and be around aviation. And so those are five-year terms, and I accepted that. The mayor appoints those guys, and the board of the city approves them. And so I served for 15 years on that, getting out, actually, or leaving that position in 2018.
I understand that you're the curator of the Fort Smith Regional Air Museum.
Yes, three of us founded it in 1999. We're chartered by the state of Arkansas in August of that year, and we actually opened out at Central Mall in June of that 2000, and we're only there about 2.5 months before they leased the space that we were using, which was down by Dillard's. And I actually am not only the curator and founder and president, I'm the duster. I try to go out and find the displays to put in there and look up the histories and go to those families and do those kind of things. So I'm about the only one doing it right now.
You were brought into the airport?
Yes. The manager of the airport, Bob Johnson, and a couple of board members came to us, and they were getting ready to open the brand new terminal later in that year in September. And they asked me if we would move to the airport and put our aviation artifacts and display cases in the airport. He wanted something for people to do while they were waiting to fly out. You had to get there about an hour and a half ahead of time in those days, and still have to get there about an hour ahead of time, and for safety's sake and things. And so he wanted something for people to do while they were waiting to fly out, and for people to do while they were waiting in the lobby there for people to fly in. So he asked us to put our air museum out there, and we did. And it's been a great relationship since 2002.
Has the museum grown?
Oh, yes, it's grown big time. We actually built 10 6-foot by 3-foot cases just for the Air Museum. Now there are 70 cases out there. So over the 20 years that we've been doing this, we've gotten bigger and bigger. And as we found people, aviators of any kind, and gotten their memorabilia, and it's grown considerably.
At the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, we have Art in Aviation, featuring prints of the airplanes and the model planes, and a lot of them have been signed by the actual crew. I was really amazed to see the ones that were signed, such as by George Bush.
Mm-hmm. Everybody in his squadron signed that one. And it's one of the bigger prints that we've got. But all of them are signed and numbered prints, and many of them have anywhere from 3 to 4, up as many as 20 signatures of people in that unit or in that particular situation. So a lot of them have some very famous aviators signing them, like Jimmy Doolittle and Amelia Earhart, and guys didn't get home who participated in that, like the Battle of Midway. And the Dauntless Dive Bombers that bombed the aircraft carriers of Japan that really changed the war. And some of those guys never came back. They really did a great service for our country, but they gave their lives in doing that.
Well, folks, that wraps up our show for today. But before we leave, let me thank all of RAM's members, donors, corporate sponsors. They all make RAM and this program possible. Our exhibitions are always free, so please stop by the museum and enjoy the galleries and consider supporting our mission by becoming a member or a partner. Thank you for listening to RAM Radio. This is Susie Meluso, marketing of the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, signing off. Until next time, I'll see you at the museum.